Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, this morning we're going to open our Bibles. You'll not have any problem finding where we're starting today because it's the first book of the Bible, the first chapter, the first verse. Can you imagine? You've never picked up a Bible. You open it to start to read, and the first thing that hits you is, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Now that puts a lot of people into a big problem. In the beginning, God. So right away, as soon as you open the scriptures, you know that you're starting to read a book that is different from any other book. In fact, the Bible is different from any other holy book that people would speak about. It says here, in the beginning, God. Then it goes a bit further and says, in the beginning, God created. So that's more problems for more people. And it goes further and says, God created the heaven and the earth. So when we are looking at the scriptures, we are looking at something that comes against every single religion, every single philosophy, everything that man comes up with in these few words. They have an obstacle to overcome. In the Hebrew, the very first verse of the Bible has got seven words. Anybody who knows anything about Scripture, seven is always the signature of God in Scripture. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So here we, John expounds and says, in the beginning was God, but in the beginning, God was known as the Word. So what does that tell us? It tells us that the God who is known as the Word speaks to his creation by words. And these words we know because these words are called the Scriptures. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now in Deuteronomy 8, in chapter 3, it talks about the people of Israel going through the wilderness. And when they're going through the wilderness, the Bible says, God humbled the people. And he suffered them to have hunger. You know, at times you go through things. And many times you don't realize who's behind them. God is there testing. He's wanting to know your response. And it says, he humbled them, he suffered them to hunger, he fed them with manna, which they didn't know, neither their fathers, that they might know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So right away, when John said, in the beginning was the Word, the Word is revealed to us in Scripture, but the Word comes and he speaks words of living water and words of life to us. And in Matthew it says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word, no exceptions. If you want to know about the God who created the heaven and earth, then you need to know his words. Because he has given his words to us, and the words are the scriptures. And John 1:1 predates even Genesis 1:1 because it's a pre-existence of God. Before Genesis 1:1, Jesus is called the Word. Therefore, God speaks words, and these words, as I said, are called the scriptures. And he goes on to say in verse 3 of John, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So everything you see around you, it was made by God. No other God. No other God done it. Only one God. All the philosophies you hear around about, there's only one God, Creator. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:16, for by him, not in him, but by him, were all things created, that are in heaven. So there are things in heaven. We know it's in heaven. In Job chapter 38, it talks about when God made the earth, that the sons of God were rejoicing. They were all there when the heavens were created. So we know that in the universe there are other created beings. We're not alone. All things created that are in heaven, that are in earth. So look at all the creation in earth. Who created them? God. He goes one step further, he said, visible and invisible. So there are many things which are created that you don't see. You don't see into the spiritual realm. Some people are blessed with God, maybe not so much blessed, but they see into the spiritual realm and they see things. But there's a spiritual realm, a spiritual dynamic. Visible and invisible. Everything is created by God. And then he goes on to say, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. And then he goes on to say, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So we open the scriptures, in the beginning, God. And God is revealed to us in the New Testament. In Romans 1:20, it tells us the invisible things can be understood by the things that you see. And it goes on to say, even his eternal power and deity. You can understand the Godhead by what you see. And in 1 John 5:7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So in the beginning, God. So what does the scripture say? It says, before the mountains were ever created, before you brought all of creation forth, before you even formed the earth, and we know when he formed the earth, we don't go to Genesis 1:1. We go to Job 38. See, one of the things you need to learn about the scripture, God never puts everything in one little place. If you want to know things that happen, you get your magnifying glass out and go to start searching through the scriptures. God gives you a little bit here, but he'll give you more in-depth revelation somewhere else. And sometimes you have to go a whole trail through the Word of God to get a complete and better picture of things that took place. And creation is one of those areas. But it says, you formed the earth and you formed the world, and from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You existed before you created anything. You are the God of all creation. You existed before you created anything. He is a God who inhabits eternity. The Bible says your throne is established from everlasting. In Isaiah 40 says, hast thou not known? Have you not heard? Well, a lot of people will plead ignorance to this. But you see, it's written that you might know. The Bible says, these things are written that you might know you have eternal life. They're there in plain sight. And Isaiah says, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he doesn't faint. He didn't get weary. There's no end to searching out his understanding. He is the one whom the Bible opens up and declares right away, he exists. He exists. No matter what you think, he exists. Jeremiah says, you are the true God, the living God, the everlasting King. The Lord is the true God. Lord, Jehovah, the existing one, the self-existing one, eternal. He is there in the beginning. We open the scripture and we discover, before anything else, in the beginning, God. The book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. If you go to the book of Revelation, it's a book where everything is brought to an end. You know, and if you go through the scriptures, what will the scriptures tell you about him? I'll say, how great is his science? How great is his science? See, you're not left just to wonder. You're not left to scratch your head. The Bible declares to you how great is his signs and how mighty his wonders. We have read and we've heard about some of them. The children of Israel, they teach and they mind their children of the signs and wonders that happened to their nation. They talk about the plagues that came to Egypt so that Pharaoh eventually let go his people. They talk about how God opened the Red Sea. They talk about how they crossed the Jordan. And even the Jordan, perhaps, was a greater miracle than the Red Sea, because the Jordan was in full flow when God opened and the people walked across. He done great signs with Joshua, didn't he, when he said, sun and moon stand still in the sky. God is a God who does great things. He does things, and his signs are great. The wise men, when they're coming, we have saw his star in the sky. The wise men were wise. They knew where he was going to be born, and they came to worship him. And that is found in Micah 2, where it says, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. The God that we serve is a God who is of old, who is from everlasting, who's always existed, and he tells his people up front through the prophet Micah, this is where I'm going to be born into this world. He tells Daniel the timescale so you know when to look for it. He is a God from the beginning, from everlasting. And when Moses had an encounter with God, and God is telling him to go back into Egypt, he says, well, who will I say that sent me? And God said to him, tell them, I am that I am. You know, and that I am of scripture is the one who revealed himself to Abraham. What did God say to Abraham? I am thy shield. I am the Lord that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees. I am the Almighty God. So God revealed himself and Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. So when we believe that in the beginning God, he is from everlasting, he dwells in eternity, inhabits eternity, when we believe on him, it is counted towards us for righteousness. And so when we come to the New Testament, John was saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Micah tells us that this God from eternity is going to come into this world as a helpless babe. He grows up, and Jesus comes on the scene. And what does he say in John 6:35? I am the bread of life. But then you start to go through the scriptures. He says, I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. So Jesus comes, and he is the Word. And the Bible says, the Word became flesh, and he dwelt amongst us. And remember, after the resurrection, the two men on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus joins them, and he starts to speak to them, why they're so sad. And they're all telling Jesus all about what happened in Jerusalem, the crucifixion. And the Bible says this, beginning at Moses. Where does Moses begin? Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. Beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures these things concerning himself. Because the scriptures are full of revelation about Jesus Christ. And so when we come here to the scriptures, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So there goes the big problems that stand out against those who don't believe in God. There is no God. They're in for a shock, because the Bible says everybody is going to stand before God. Amen. There's no exceptions. Everyone is going to stand before him. And you know, and it's God's singular, in the beginning God. Go to Psalm 82, and Psalm 82 talks about the gods. And Heisler, one of his books, deals with this in Psalm 82, all about the gods, the people are called gods. But you see, the God in the beginning is not one of them, because they are all created beings. He's also not the God of this world, which we find about in Corinthians. The God of this world never created anything. The God of this world is an imitator of the true God. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God existed. In the beginning, it's God who created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 1:1, and everything is perfect. And it lasted. The Bible said the heavens were of old. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and it was there. No indication of how long. Full stop. God created the heavens there, and it was there for through the centuries, through the decades, through the millennia. What does man do? Man tries to find out how old is it? But see, they've got a big problem. Because Genesis 1:2 said, and water covered the deep. Darkness covered. See, because they don't know the scriptures, they can't go and find out where it says, and God shook the foundations of heaven, and it was wrath. And the earth and the foundations of the earth are out of its place. So where the earth is now is not where it was in Genesis 1:1. You'll never know that, because you can only find it in the scriptures if you search. And so God, singular, in the beginning God, he created the heavens and the earth. He did get angry and he was wrath with the rebellion of Satan. But the gods of mythology, the gods of the Greeks and Romans, the gods that you will read throughout all of history, all mythology, none of them created anything. Because they're no gods. All created beings, all set up by man. No evolution. In the beginning, God created. He created everything. He spoke the word. This is when you learn how powerful the word is. God tells us in his word, you speak over yourself the words of life. You don't speak over yourself the words of death. You know, you will find people and they speak constantly words of death over themselves. They'll say, oh, my father, my grandma, they had cancer, I'll get cancer. They're just speaking death. The Bible is very clear to say, you speak the words of life, and your words are powerful. Because in the beginning, God brought everything into being by speaking words.
Amen.
He spoke the word and it was.
Amen.
Words are powerful. You speak words, they go into the atmosphere. You speak words, you give permission to the demonic devil to attack you. You speak words, you will be living victory when you're proclaiming the truth of the word of God. There's no evolution because he created the heaven. God is separate from his creation.
Amen.
And God is against those who believe in pantheism, that God is one with matter. And so this tells us the universe is not God, and God is not heaven. And that gives you revelations if you want to go into the New Testament, because you have the kingdom of God and you have the kingdom of heaven. There's no pantheism with God. He is separate from his creation. And of course, we also have existentialism, which is basically the self-discovery and the determination of life's meaning. The people are turned. You want life's meaning, you find it in the scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt among us. And he spoke the words. And he shared the words of his Father and demonstrated the power of the words of the living God. In the beginning, you have time.
Hallelujah.
Time began with Jesus Christ. Time began with the Word and eternity. In the beginning, that was time. He created the heavens. That is space. The space of the heavens he created, that is motions are created. Matter of the earth, energy God created because God had the power and the authority. But one of the most remarkable things that you will find in the Bible is a question that was asked of God. Now, to my knowledge, nobody has asked this question of their God. The Job asked a question about God. And if you know the story of God, of Job, we know that he went through terrible times in his life. And he had a lot of questions about God, why he was suffering so much. But in the midst of all of what he was going through, he asked God a question. He said, God, have you got eyes of flesh? God, do you see as man sees? Don't have them through all these terrible things. You're up in heaven. Do you not have eyes of flesh to see what I'm going through? You're not seeing what I'm experiencing. So he's wanting God to do something about his predicament. Now who has ever asked their God that question? Think about it. What religion on earth, present, past, the people have asked God, have you got eyes like we've got? Do you see the same things as we see? Do you experience what I'm experiencing here right now on this earth?
Yeah.
Nobody asked that question. Only one person. And what does the Bible say? In John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Yeah.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. What was happening? There came a day when God answered Job's prayer. And the Bible says, the Word was made flesh. And when you go to the book of Hebrews, it says, in the days of his flesh. So what we find is that God, who was in the beginning, who was the Word, who reveals everything to us through words which are the scriptures, answers the prayer of Job and takes on human flesh.
Amen.
And is born into this world. And when he comes into this world, he has eyes to see as man sees. He has flesh to experience everything that man experiences. And he walks amongst us.
Amen.
And the question is, what other God ever did this for humanity? What other God took on flesh and has eyes and sees as man sees? See, the God of creation made plans to redeem his creation. And because he had made plans to redeem his creation, we can discover and know the truth that in the beginning, God, he was before anyone else. It was God who created everything that we see in heaven, on earth, visible, invisible, to power, to throne. Everything is created by him. All the fallen angels, they were created by him. They did help. Everything is created. And the Bible says everything that started in Genesis is going to wind up in Revelation and deal with it all. And where are we today? He says in John 1:12, but as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So the Bible doesn't leave you hanging, because Jesus said, taste and see that the Lord is good. The psalmist says that as well. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But always remember, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He tells you, you want to know this eternal life? Come. Follow me. And you'll discover it. If you don't come and you don't follow Jesus, you will never experience eternal life. You have to come. And in the coming, so when you look at the disciples, when Jesus goes and passes them and says, come, follow me, and they left all to follow Jesus. They discovered that Jesus was the Son of God. They discovered he was the Word from the beginning. They discovered the power of God. They discovered things which people have been trying to search out ever since the time of creation. Our God is the God who in the beginning existed, and he is the one who has created all things, and he is the one who has stepped into time so that anything you experience, he has experienced it.
Amen.
And much more. And he says, come, follow me, receive me, and I'll give you power to become a son of God.
Amen.
The power to be adopted into God's family, the power of the Holy Spirit to live for Christ, to know the God of eternity, to go in the creator of all things, and to know the one who is coming back in power and in great power and authority. And the Bible also tells us that when God wraps things up in the book of Revelation, he's going back into the Godhead. And God will be all in all.
Amen.
And we can be part of all the plans and purposes of God. Because there's no other God beside him. There's no other creator before him. are in love with him. He is the only God, the only creator, and he is a saviour who has come to save to the uttermost and to destroy the works of darkness. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand today upon your word, the word of the living God. Jesus came to destroy the works of darkness, to reveal his Father in heaven, to reveal the love of God to us. The Word became flesh. The Word spoke to us the words of eternal life. And Father, we thank you today. We have the scriptures and we stand upon your word. And from Moses through all the prophets, we see that you have demonstrated the truth of your word. And then Jesus is the fulfillment of scripture. And so, Father, today as we gather down your throne, we pray your blessing upon everyone and those who hear this message, that they might turn to Jesus, give all to Jesus, and know that he alone is the creator of all things. Amen. And the God of all power and of all authority.
Amen.
Amen.